With your latest news, I'm Carson Lee Fuller. Customs and Border Control shares more details about a shutdown last week. Here's Radio K-Man's Elizabeth Charles.
The Customs and Border Control Service now links a March 12th shutdown of its Elgin Avenue office to what it calls an incident involving a small number of detainees awaiting immigration processing. On that same day, a public service announcement from CBC told the public the office was temporarily closed because of what it described as ventilation issues affecting the facility. In a media release, the agency says the closure was to address health and safety concerns and that professional services were brought in, with normal operations resuming on Friday, March 13th. CBC also says the detainees involved have since been relocated and that immigration processing for those detainees continues in line with its established protocols. For Radio K-Man News, I'm Elizabeth Charles.
K-Man takes center stage as co-host of the United Kingdom's annual sanctions forum. 131 delegates from the UK, Crown Dependencies, and overseas territories explored sanctions implementation, enforcement tools, and the use of new technologies in sanctions evasion.
Hosting this forum was therefore a straightforward choice for K-Man. It reflects our commitment as a globally recognized financial services center to strong regulatory standards and close international cooperation to combat sanctions, evasions, and illicit finance.
Premier the Honorable Andre Ebanks also serves as Minister for Financial Services and Commerce. The forum closed with K-Man's legal leaders emphasizing that the country aims to be a sanctions standard setter, not just a follower. And the clock is ticking. If you know a young person who needs a big up, it's time to speak up. CIGTV's Levita Thompson has some more with Youth Empowerment Officer Imani Abdul-Jabbar and others.
Nominations for the 2026 Proud of Them Awards are nearing a close, and the Youth Services Unit is making a final call to the community to highlight an outstanding young person.
Young Caymanians between the ages of 10 to 25 are eligible, and they can be doing incredible things in one of six awarding categories: academics, sports, business, culture, community service, or in their career. So nominations are open from March 1st, which has already started, and they close on March 21st at 11:59 p.m. So this is our final week for the public to submit nominations. Once nominations close, anyone who is nominated then needs to submit supporting documents by the deadline of April 18th.
Camille Angel, Youth Services Coordinator, shared background on the awards program and where persons could make their nominations.
The Proud of Them Youth Awards are coordinated annually by the Youth Services Unit, which is an entity of the Ministry of Youth, Sports, Culture and Heritage. And while we do not judge the nominations, there is a selection committee. We collate those nominations that come from our community, and there are many, usually over 100 nominations. The public are encouraged to submit their nominations online at www.youthservices.ky/proudofthem by or before the deadline of the 21st of March at 11:59 p.m.
For more information on Proud of Them and other youth programs, visit youthservices.ky.
Now with the check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carson Lee Fuller.
BBC News with Virginia Alice. President Trump has warned Iran against launching any further attacks on a key natural gas complex in Qatar. The Ras Laffan site has been damaged by strikes that began on Wednesday. Iran said it was retaliating for an attack on one of its gas fields by Israel. Iranian strikes have also damaged energy plants in several other Gulf countries. They include Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, and the United Arab Emirates. Energy prices have risen sharply in response to the violence. In Europe, the price of gas jumped by more than 25%. Before easing slightly, Brent crude has been trading at about $119 a barrel. The French president has described attacks on oil and gas facilities as reckless escalation. Emmanuel Macron was speaking as he arrived at a meeting in Brussels of European Union leaders. They're discussing their response to the war as well as how to manage their relationship with Donald Trump. In other news, a fierce storm has killed at least 19 people in Pakistan's largest city, Karachi. Forecasters have warned that heavy rain could continue. Chad has again closed its border with Sudan after a drone strike killed 17 people in the town of Tine. Officials say the drone hit a funeral on Wednesday evening and blamed Sudan's paramilitary rapid support forces. The group denies involvement. A French court has rejected an appeal by the government to impose a three-month ban on the Chinese online shopping platform Shein Marketplace. The government had asked to suspend the site after it was found to have sold illegal weapons and sex dolls resembling children. BBC News.